What not to do, taking sides too fast, or acting like security. In reentry ministry, conflict can pull a chaplain into the middle very quickly. One person says, "They are disrespecting me." Another says, "He is manipulating everyone." A staff member may be frustrated. A returning citizen may feel exposed, shamed, or misunderstood. Family members may be angry. Old friends may be nearby. Legal pressure may be in the background. In that kind of moment, one of the easiest mistakes is taking sides too fast. A reentry and restoration chaplain should not rush to become the defender, prosecutor, judge, or rescuer. The chaplain listens carefully, but does not assume that the first version of the story is the whole story. Compassion does not require gullibility. Accountability does not require contempt. Another mistake is acting like security. Chaplains should not step into physical control, threats, intimidation, or enforcement. If a setting becomes unsafe, the chaplain should call the appropriate staff, leader, or emergency support. That is not cowardice. That is role clarity. The chaplain's role is spiritual care, calm presence, wise communication, and referral-aware support. The chaplain can help lower the emotional temperature. The chaplain can ask permission to step aside for a calmer conversation. The chaplain can remind people of dignity. The chaplain can encourage next right steps. But the chaplain should not pretend to be trained security, law enforcement, legal counsel, or clinical crisis staff. What should the chaplain avoid? Avoid saying, "I know exactly what happened," before listening carefully. Avoid promising, "I'll make sure they don't report this," when safety or program rules may require action. Avoid saying, "Just calm down," in a tone that sounds dismissive. Avoid shaming a person in front of others. Avoid physically blocking someone unless there is immediate emergency training and responsibility to do so. Avoid secret problem solving that bypasses program leadership or church accountability. A better response sounds like this: "I want to hear you, and I also want to make sure this stays safe. Let's slow this down and involve the right person if needed." Or, "I am not here to take over, but I am willing to stay present while we find the next wise step." Christ-centered presence is not passive, but it is also not controlling. Jesus brings truth and grace together. The chaplain follows that pattern by refusing contempt, refusing panic, and refusing role confusion. In tense re-entry settings, credibility grows when the chaplain is calm, honest, accountable, and clear about limits.